2012 was supposed to be that year when the whole world ends. And here we are. It's 2013 and we're still here.
Talking about things you already know.
Talking about things you already know.
The way you wanna hear.
Talking 60, talking about things you already know, the way you wanna hear it. I'm your host, Spike. The dog. Who? The dog. Who? The dog. Happy New Year! It's 2013, and guess what? The world didn't end in 2012 like those people thought. Oh, and I was about to say some other stuff, but I'll hold myself for now. Not really like hold myself.
Talking 60, talking about things you already know the way you want to hear them.
Before we get all excited about 2013, let's rewind and go back to 2012. Think about all the stuff that you did. On a serious note though, let's talk about all that funny, odd, weird, unusual, crazy stuff that happened in 2012. That includes something alive in a man's pants. What? Amongst the other stuff, we're going to be talking about murder. Amongst the murder and everything, we're going to be talking about this new age hip hop thing going around. Bright t-shirts and tight pants and snap back flap cap tap. What? And everything else you already know the way you want to hear it. Talking 60. Welcome, this is the first show, man.
Talking about things you already know.
Talking about things you already know
the way you want to hear it.
Now, a man was caught in an airport in India with something alive in his pants. What was it? A little critter. Little animal. Something called a loris. He had a loris in his pants. It's a little rodent-like creature. If you've seen the movie Madagascar, it's King Julian. Yes, the guy had King Julian packed up in his pants, ready to be sold. Apparently, he can make quite a bit from those. Yeah. I gotta get myself a King Julian. The airport police report to have seen a live bulge in the man's pants. Upon strip searching him, out came King Julian.
I like to move it. I like to move it. I like to move it. Yeah, I like to move it.
On a more serious note, murder is on the rise in Botswana.
Talking 60.
Is it? Okay, I don't know, but you know, there have been some crazy, scary reports of people getting brutally murdered. Now, is your street safe? Is your house safe? Is your room safe? How about your bed? When finding a crime scene, please try not to condemn the crime scene or contaminate it by either moving stuff, touching things, smelling things, tasting things. Yeah, I know you like to taste stuff. Like, yo, is this blood? Of course it's blood. Can't you see it's red, man? Don't taste it. Here's an idea. Get a dog. Oh, you already have a dog. Okay, and you were still wrong. Okay, I get it. Here's another idea. If you ever think you're getting robbed, just wear a ski mask, aka Cooper hat, and pretend you're robbing yourself. You know? You don't like that idea? Okay, we'll move on.
Talking 60. Talking about things you already know the way you want to hear them.
Now, just when we thought 2012 wouldn't get any crazier, a guy throws a grenade into a stadium during a football game. Yes, this happened in 2012.
Where,
you ask? In the Middle East. You don't look surprised. Yep. Right about now, you're probably thinking, this is kind of interesting. What else happened in 2012? You're in luck, because there's more. Get this. A guy orders a television set online. Sure enough, within no time, a package shows up at his door. He opens it up. Guess what he finds?
Find out after the break.
Hint? The thing goes boom. If you guessed bomb, you're close, but not quite. First of all, the package didn't look like a television set or something that would contain a television set. So it was curious to begin with. So he opened it and inside he found an automatic rifle. Yep, guy orders a TV, gets a gun. Now let's talk about fashion. New age hip hop. Bright colored clothing, usually in the form of a graphic t-shirt. Big colorful shoes, snapbacks, and flat caps. And of course, yes.
Talking 60.
Skinny jeans. Look, I got two things to say. Actually, three. One, y'all look cool. I'm loving it. I think it's really cool. Y'all look really hip, new and fresh. You know, so do your thing, youngin. Keep doing your thing. Don't let them hate. Two, if you're gonna wear a flat cap or snapback, take off the sticker. Just take off the sticker. You bought the thing, yes. Now, remove the sticker before you wear the hat. I mean, damn. You don't wear your clothes with tags still on, do you? No. So why do you have to wear tags on your hat? You know, unless you're trying to make a point like, yo, I'm hood.
Talking 60.
Lastly, if you know you're kind of old, I know that's really vague, but I'm going to act like it's the real measure of time, like kind of old. If you know you're kind of old, don't wear skinny jeans, okay? You're going to look silly in a snapback, all right? And that's all I got to say about that. Now we do movies. Talking 60. I think by now you must really get it.
Talking 60. Talking 60. Talking about things you already know.
Talking 60. Talking about things you already know.
Talking about things you already know.
The way you want. Dark Knight Rises. That's what I want to talk about.
Bean.
God. Did you see that, man? Huh?
You think the dark is your ally? I was born in the dark. You merely adopted it.
The Batman story is an amazing story. It is deep and intricate. The Nolan brothers did it justice. Of course, you could always think they could have done better. Yes, there's always room for improvement, but The Dark Knight Rises was awesome. Let's talk about the stuff that could have been better. For one, the story had too many stories within it. They were telling too many people's tales within the Batman and maybe Bane story. Apart from just Batman and Bane, they were telling Robin's story to try and develop that character. They were also telling the story of Lieutenant Gordon. So maybe they bear on more than they could chew. But still, like I said, awesome movie.
Talking 60.
They could have done better to show how Batman came back and redeemed himself and beat up Bane. I mean, he just hit him with a blow and then his mask thing crumbled and then, I mean, he died a bit too easily. That wasn't the same Bane who was lifting him up and tossing him around and breaking his back. So it wasn't so convincing at the end. But all in all, the story was just delicious. I loved it. I loved it.
Maybe he's wondering why you'd shoot him before throwing him out of a plane.
Talking 60. Talking 60. Talking about things you already know.
Things you already know.
Talking 60.
Talking about things you already know.
The way you wanna hear.
Talking 60. Talking about things you already know. The way you want
to
hear them.
This brings us to the end of our show.
Talking 60.
Join us in exactly 2 weeks and let's talk 60 again.
Well, well, well. It's 2013, and there you are, still alive. You ain't going nowhere.
Talking 60.